Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, pressure and stress in business just goes with the territory, doesn't it? And what we always want to think about is how can we eliminate some of that pressure and stress? We have a business plan. We know where we want to go. We know what we want to do. But every single day, from the time we walk into the office till the time we leave, our priorities are turned upside down. Things happen. Things need to be taken care of. We had a plan, but the plan is just blown apart. And one of the things that creates stress and makes CEOs, presidents, and business owners feel overwhelmed is when they're lacking clear priorities. You have a list. You know what needs to be done. You're adding to it every day. You never get through that list. It's impossible because you're adding to it. So how do you choose priorities? If you don't understand how to choose priorities, that's the problem. The problem is, first, you need to understand your business. Truly understand your business. Understand how it works. Understand what employees, what coworkers are doing. Understand how we're going to delegate. And understand what a priority is. Now, a priority will be different things to different people. To some people, it will be all about revenue generation. To other people, it will be about getting the work out. To other people, it will be about getting the work out well. You have to decide what really is a priority. So once you do that, then it makes it easy to decide what the priorities are, isn't it? Is customer service a priority? Of course it is. But if someone calls you with a problem, is it a problem you need to react to right away? Is it a problem you can delegate? If we're behind on work, is that a priority? If we haven't sold enough for the week, that certainly is a priority. So you see how this can become confusing because it seems like everything has to be done all at the same time. And what we need to do is we need to have some balance and some understanding and say, how do we make our business flow? How do we make it work? How can I knock these things off that need to be done so I can go on to the next one? Or if I choose the wrong one, it's going to really affect the whole business the whole day. So I don't want to go on round and round with this and make it sound like I'm confusing you, but what I'm asking you to do is to sit down, look at your work, look at your to-do list, look at what needs to be done, look at what needs to be done to grow the business and say, what needs to be done first? What needs to be done second? And of course, it's always sliding around because there's always new things to put in. If you're not doing that and everything is coming at you all at the same time, you feel overwhelmed. You feel like you're not getting anything done. You feel like, why am I doing this? So let's put it in perspective. Let's make sense out of it. Let's understand what needs to be done. Let's focus on the priority. Let's knock it off, delegate it, follow up on it. And then let's go on to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. You will find your life less stressful. You'll find your business saner. And you'll find it more profitable. This is Howard Lewinter. And, of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.